Hello and welcome to The Cryptid Catalog, a podcast for monster lovers young and old. Before we jump in, I want to mention some of the themes in today's story. Cryptid Catalog tries to cover stories in a kid-friendly manner, but every listener has different thresholds. So to make sure this story is suitable for your listeners, here are some things that you can expect to hear in today's story. Today's show contains death and magic. If all that sounds intriguing, then sit back, get a little cozy, and come with us as we open up the Cryptid Catalog. Killian, picture this. You walk through an ancient Japanese grove. The sky is turning shades of red and purple. Then the sound of thundering steps march towards you. You look up and see a massive skeletal hand push a tree down. Rising above you, blocking the sun, there is a huge skeleton. Killian, who is this creature?
It's okay if you don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't know. It's a Gashadokoro.
I've seen a picture of a Gashadokoro.
Oh, well, let's open up the cryptic catalog and find out more. Okay, so before we start, I would like to say thank you to Killian and Daddy for doing the show while I lost my entire voice. But I'm back now, baby.
You're very welcome, Mama.
And quick words.
Okay.
I've gotten a haircut. Everyone.
Killian has gotten a very drastic haircut.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He no longer has the long hair. We're trying out short hair for a while.
Yeah, we're trying short hair.
Yeah? And what do you feel about it?
It feels good.
He looks like a totally different person.
Yes. Everybody at Gigi's house, we're like, who is that?
I know. All right. So, that was some housekeeping. Now, let's thank, first and foremost, our friends Katie and Samuel Beam for suggesting today's terrifying Gashadokoro. Do you want to say thank you to Katie and Samuel?
Thank you.
Okay. So, what do you know about the Gashadokoro?
It's a skeleton.
Yes, I suppose. Mommy knows absolutely nothing about it. Including if I'm saying it correctly.
Yeah. It kind of sounds like a Naruto name.
A little bit. It does sound like an anime name, doesn't it? All right. So, to put it simply, it is a giant skeleton monster born of lost and angry souls. And it means hungry skeleton.
Ooh. Dang. But skeletons always get their food out by like...
Oh, yeah. Like falls out of their bones. Well, he doesn't eat things, it doesn't appear. It appears that he... eats souls, or maybe just doesn't eat anything and just born from the angry soul. I don't know. Anyway, the Gashadokoro comes to us from the same Japanese lore as another creature that we've already talked about. Do you remember what the Japanese monster,
cryptid
story we've already talked about?
Mm-mm, I forgot.
The Kitsune.
Oh, yeah, the Kitsune.
Well, okay, hold on. I need to make sure we're saying that right because someone very, very, very kindly reached out and told us that we were saying it wrong. And unfortunately, your uncle, my brother, told me I was saying it wrong and I didn't believe him because I'm the older sister and I will never believe him. And then to find out that unfortunately, he was right.
For once, he's right.
No. He's right more times, but when you're an oldest sibling, it's hard. So I believe the right way to say it, the way that we were told, is Kitsune. And I'm going to make sure when Daddy comes back, because he's left us, that we said it right. But either way, yes, the Gashadokoro and the Kitsune, the magical nine-tailed fox, are from the same Japanese culture.
I even have Japanese a mask lore. Of a Kitsune.
Yes, you do. You got it from the Japanese pavilion at Epcot.
In Disney World.
In Disney World. All right.
Disneyland.
No. Now, I can't remember if we dug into it, but the Japanese word for a monster is yokai. And I hope, again, I'm saying that right.
Yes, it is. You're saying it right because Monstrum talks a lot about yokai.
Oh, thank God. Okay.
Yeah, do this.
I'll just say thank you, Dr. Emily Zarka. It's kitsune, yes? Okay, good. We've done it right, Killian.
Okay.
Okay. So not all yokai are bad, though. And the kitsune was kind and it was kind of helpful. So not all of them are bad.
Yeah.
But
most
Killian, the yokai that we're going to talk about today
is bad.
It's not so kind.
Yeah, unfortunately.
In the past, Japan was known for having lots of battles and wars. Soldiers whose bodies rot in the fields and victims of famine who died in the wilderness rarely received proper burials. So in Japanese culture, their souls didn't have a place to go, so they lingered here on the mortal plane. They wander around for what they once had, which was a full and happy life. Eventually, these ghosts can turn angry. Their bodies decay, and their anger grows into a grudge against the living, which twists them into a supernatural force. When the bones of hundreds of victims gather together into one mass, they form the humongous skeletal yokai known as a gashadokoro. So the gashadokoro are too large and powerful to be killed. Gashadokoro maintain their existence until the energy and anger stored up in their bodies has completely burned out. However, because of the large number of dead bodies required to form one single one, the yokai are rarer today than they were in the past when wars and famine were a part of everyday life. So today's episode is going to be on the shorter side, but I am going to tell you a few gashadokoro stories.
Ooh, more? more than one story?
It's three.
Oh my God.
So, we'll start with the origin story of the yokai. There was once a famous samurai who ruled over Kyoto. One day, there was a rebellion, and he was murdered.
What's a rebellion?
So a rebellion is like when a group of people go against another group, or you go against the rules or the things like that. So like, for instance, when we tell you to go to bed and don't come out of your room, and you come out of your room, you are rebelling against us. Yeah.
I've been rebelling my whole life.
You have been rebelling your whole life, and most children do rebel their whole lives.
It's okay. It's our job.
Well, usually rebellions are, mommy gave you the example of you leaving your bed, but usually rebellions are on a much larger scale either, and they don't have to just be from one person.
It's kids' jobs.
Okay. So, following the assassination of this prominent leader, his daughter, Takeyasha, became the ruler. She was renowned as a formidable sorceress who used frog magic. And with her frog magic, yes, Takeyasha harnessed the scattered skeleton remains of fallen warriors in the area, breathed life into them, and created a colossal, nightmarish skeleton. This yokai creation was then set upon Kyoto, instigating terror in the hearts of those who crossed its path. Takeyasha summoned a giant frog and rode it through the sky to find those who killed her father. And when she did, she got her revenge.
The end.
So that's that one. Okay, so here is another story. A man in the province of Bingo, located in the eastern region of Japan, walked into the woods during the dark hours of the night. In the eerie silence, he suddenly heard a faint, haunting voice whispering, "My eyes are hurting."
Like when I had pink eye. My eyes are hurting.
Yes. Curious and scared, he followed the strange voice to its source, where he stumbled upon the set of enormous weathered bones. To his surprise, he noticed small bamboo shoots sprouting from the hollowed eye sockets of the colossal skeleton. As he got closer, the ground seemed to tremble beneath him, and the towering skeletal figure began to rise from the shadows. Despite the initial shock, the creature appeared not as... Despite the initial shock, The creature appeared not as a harbinger of doom, but as a guardian of the empty forest. Expressing a strange sense of gratitude, it exhaled a ghostly sigh before gradually fading back into the forest, leaving the sharp bamboo shoots where its body once lay. So that yokai wasn't necessarily evil, was it? It was just kind of in a lot of pain, which is sad.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just needed help. Okay, our last little story is about a man named Yuki. And spoiler, his story doesn't turn out like the last one. One winter night, a deadly snowstorm blew through Japan. Yuki and his friends had to get to the train station during the unforgiving winter night, and as they trudged through the biting cold, Yuki suggested using a shortcut through a dense forest, not thinking about the scary stories of the place being a former battlefield haunted by evil spirits. After a lot of talking, the group ventured deeper into the forest, their footsteps echoing like whispers through the trees. Abruptly, Yuki became aware of a strange sound, an ominous chorus of disemboweled bells tinkling in his ears. Yuki could feel something walking towards the group. A cold sweat trickled down his spine. His friends could feel it too, yet the source of the sound remained hidden, concealed in the ink-black veil of the forest. Suddenly, emerging from the depths of the forest, a gashadokoro peeked out. One man vomited from the smell that hung heavy in the frigid air as the nightmarish yokai approached. In the blink of an eye, the yokai grabbed one of the group members in its ghastly grip and, in a gruesome spectacle, drained him of his blood. Horror-stricken, the remaining members of the group screamed in terror, their voices echoing through the haunted forest. The group's instincts kicked into overdrive and they fled for their lives, desperately scrambling through the underbrush. But the gashadokoro, evil and fast, pursued them with unwavering determination, picking them off one by one. It wasn't long before the creature closed in on them, and the harrowing cries of the terrified group were silenced within the dark depths of the ancient woods. Spooky.
Huh?
Are you reading Mommy's paper? So, Killian, that is the gashadokoro, the giant skeleton yokai from Japan.
Of Japan.
Of Japan. Stop reading my document. What did you think of the gashadokoro?
I liked it.
Yeah, I've never heard of it.
It sounds like a Naruto name.
It does still sound like a Naruto name. I've genuinely never heard of it, and we consume a lot of cryptid and folklore content.
Yeah, that we actually know.
Yeah.
Not a lot of these are ones that we don't know.
I was gonna say, most of the time, it's I love when someone suggests a story of a creature or something that we've genuinely never heard of. It makes me so happy. Or I also like when we get a suggestion of one that we just haven't researched a lot.
Yeah.
It's all good. But just a good segue, if you have a suggestion of your own, please, with the help of your grown-up, send us a message on either Instagram or on email and tell us your name and what you're suggesting. And then we will send it off to our big giant list that we have. And if you have not had your story covered yet, do not worry. We have a huge list and we will get to all of them eventually. But we are very, very lucky and we get people send us ideas all the time.
Yeah.
Would you like to meet a gashadokoro?
Maybe the nice version in story 2.
Maybe the nice version in story 2. But don't you think that even if it was nice, it would be kind of horrifying to look at?
Not really. Oh, but
a giant skeleton like the size of this house? Is it like that big?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
It towers over buildings. Its head's bigger than a truck. Like
yeah.
I'm not really scared because skeletons really never actually scared me.
Oh, okay. Good to know.
Because one time I saw this humongous skeleton at a Halloween house when we went to a haunted house, and it could, like, speak.
It's like the 12-foot skeleton from Home Depot.
Yeah, that's Gashadokuro. That's the American Gashadokuro.
The Home Depot skeleton.
Home Depot Gashadokuro.
Killian.
The home Gashadokuro.
One day we will get the giant skeleton.
Yeah, we need it.
I know we do.
And we're gonna make it's it just look so expensive. Like we're gonna make it look like it's trying to grab our house.
That would be funny.
That would. It would be like, ooh, I wonder what if this has any angry souls in it.
Fair. All right. Well, let's thank our friends Katie and Samuel again for suggesting the terrifying Gashadokuro.
The terrifying.
Thank you guys for listening.
I'm Karina.
Sure, I'm Killian. And this has been the Cryptid Catalog. Until next time, remember...
The cryptids are watching. End.
Done. Thank you for listening to the Cryptid Catalog. This show is hosted by Karina and Killian Beamesturfer. Written, researched, and edited by Dylan Beamesturfer. And the music was created and performed by Will Shelton. Grown-ups, if you would like to help support the show, please take a second to finish out the episode and listen to some ads.